This week on The Bottom Line, Luke Oil gets wrapped up in a yacht problems, a yacht decides to fly, and we decide to throw a party. And this is The Bottom Line. Listen, this is a very interesting, blah, blah, blah. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Chris.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Very interesting show this week. Mm-hmm. Please stick around for Crew Corner while we talk about crew rotation and the ins and outs of it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. What do we got?
Well, we have our sponsors.
Which are?
Marine Data Solutions, Salty Rags Crew Apparel, and Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And you know what else I don't have a problem with? Microphones. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Marine Data Solutions, for microphones. And who else?
Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
What do they do for us?
Well, they keep us looking fly in personalized gear.
They keep her looking fly. Besides uniforms and linens, Dave also does extortion, blackmail, murder, kidnapping.
Yoga classes.
Money drops, yoga classes. Check out Dave. He's really busy. Yes. You got to send text messages in code. Don't say, I need a murder. I think he calls it meatloaf. I need somebody to take care of my meatloaf. Okay, and?
Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Savvy Maritime. These guys are so super savvy. I can't say savvy enough about these savvy guys. Mm-hmm. All right, listen. If you're some kid in Kansas and you want to be a deckhand, you go to this class. It takes 8 weeks to do. Mm-hmm. You come out as a deckhand. That's it. It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. All right? It's not like one of these multiple-choice tests in 5 days. It's hands-on. You're on the boats. You're pulling lines, all this other stuff. You get the certificate. They finance, okay? They are super savvy people at this. They also do tender driving and stew classes and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a real academy. Check them out. Mm-hmm. They finance, too. Unbelievable. Okay.
That's awesome.
Georgia, Yacht Industry News. Hit it. Yacht Industry News, what do
yacht
we got?
Yacht Industry News. Well, we here at The Bottom Line wanted to point out again that we are in support of the $150 minimum.
We all support $150 a day minimum day working wage. That's for an 8-hour day. If it's more, they should get more. We all need to support our community. We all need to support our new crew coming in so we all can move up and we get good quality people in. But there's more news today.
We're getting ready to
party! Georgia, throw some balloons up. She's going to hate that. Special effects are so difficult. Guess what, gang? All right, huge news, and I hope you guys join. The bottom line, we have decided to throw you guys a party. Throw you guys a big party right before the boat show. That'll be coming up in October. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to have alcohol. We're going to have a band or a DJ. We're going to have a full tent, and it's all going to be, all you got to do is show up. We're all going to do this, and we're going to get all our sponsors to pay for it to give back to you guys, the crew. So I hope you join. We don't even have a word. We don't have a name for it. The bottom feeder party. I don't know, but it's going to be huge in Fort Lauderdale. Okay? All right. If you want, oh, by the way, if you want to kick down some dollars, let us know because we're broke. Okay.
Boy, all right. That's it.
All right. Next.
Venmo.
Oh, by the way, I love Waiakea Water. Do you?
Me too.
I'm not saying Waiakea is a sponsor of The Bottom Line, but if you notice product placement, it's there every time. Go ahead.
Yeah,
great water. Check it out, by the way.
Yes.
Made from volcanic. Volcanic mountains of Hawaii. All right, go ahead.
Yes. Heathen Yachts, UBO, lands in UK sanctions list.
A UBO is actually somebody who is considered an ultimate beneficial owner. And it turns out, that Heathen Yachts is owned by a guy who owns Luke Oil and apparently is a big part of Heathen Yachts. And basically, all the money from Heathen goes into his pocket. Now, he's on a sanctions list, so that could be trouble for Heathen Yachts. I don't know exactly. This just came out literally a couple hours ago. Heathen Yachts is saying, look, we want this Ukrainian thing to end as soon as possible. Of course they do. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's on the UK sanctions list. Heathen Yachts could be in trouble. By the way, the guy who is getting all the money from Heathen Yachts, from one company to another, it's so convoluted. It's like that money goes here, then it goes to this company, and then it goes to that company, and then eventually gets into his.
Of course.
He owns a couple of Heathens, which include Galactica Supernova and Galactica. We've all seen them around. Okay, next. We are going to talk. There is the big hot spot in yachting right now is B1, B2 visas working on U.S. yachts. Okay? We'll give Dave a shout out later, but he's running into this problem, and I just want to talk about what he has, a little bit of an update, okay? He talked to an attorney because of his boat is going through a certain situation. The attorney said, if you're on a B-1 visa, under no circumstances may you be compensated by a U.S. entity in any way, shape, or form other than reasonable expenses, and salary is not considered a reasonable expense.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, we're getting Customs and Border Patrol on. We're going to get a lawyer on the show. We're going to hammer this out for you guys. This is just a little update, but basically one lawyer, I don't want to mention the name of the law office because you don't want you guys calling them all, basically said, uh-uh, B-1, B-2 people on U.S. flag boat, there's no direct path for you to do that. Don't flame me. Just reporting. Just reporting what lawyers have
messenger
said. Okay, next.
And we'll have them on the air yacht. Radical 60-meter airship yacht that is flying into the future.
What do you mean flying?
Straight up flying.
Flying?
750 square feet of
this
living
thing,
space.
I want to be the captain flying of this thing. I want to be the captain of this
yeah
thing. This yacht is attached to a blimp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it can travel all over the world. How fast?
Up to 50 knots.
A 60-meter, 50-knot mm-hmm flying yacht. Mm-hmm. I am all in on this. Look at these pictures. Here they're landing in the water. Here they're landing in the desert. Here they're landing, I don't even know where they're landing there, but isn't this thing cool? Oh, they've already landed. Look, there's the helicopters and all this other stuff. Okay, how many guests can it carry?
12 guests, 12 crew.
Well, you know, every yacht on the planet can only carry 12 guests. I don't know if they've got to fix that rule. And how many crew? 12?
12.
Okay, apparently it takes three crew just to fly the damn thing. So I'll be the yacht captain guy, and then we'll have the pilot guy. Oh, that's
perfect
why they need more than one guy. Yeah, I get it now.
Two jobs.
This thing's cool. There's nothing better than flying over the waves at 50 knots while you're looking down at 10-plus footers. It's like, oh, no problem. I'll be in Nassau in like 2 hours. Awesome.
Perfect.
Sign me up. I love this thing. This thing's got jacuzzi. It's got jet skis, car for a garage, a garage for a car.
That one, yep.
Touch-and-go helipad.
Yeah.
They got Krakens. They don't have Krakens. I don't know. Okay. All right, next.
We are talking about yacht crew salaries.
This is another hot subject. Everybody is going nutso on social mm-hmm media about how much they should get paid, and they're saying the yachts are too cheap. Well, mm-hmm, who just did
The YPI crew conducted the analysis.
Okay, so this mm-hmm company, and I'll be honest with you, these guys are in the UK. They conducted an analysis. What did they find out?
Well, they're finding out that crew are negotiating some of the same things that corporate employees are.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yachting is actually moving
yes
up a notch. All y'all people who want the yachts to be like super professional, congratulations, you are there.
We're ahead.
When you're starting to negotiate like a corporate employee,
mm-hmm,
I don't know, they say since the Great Resignation, I think that's from 2008, I don't know.
I don't know, but salaries, benefits, scheduled leave, all being negotiated now, so.
Wow, so congratulations, you guys got it, you're there,
mm-hmm,
you're able. Now, there's a super shortage of U.S. crew, and there's a lot of crew taking advantage of that, and I'm going to give you guys two bits of advice. First bit of advice is never, ever, ever, ever say, you got to pay me this much because you're rich. That's stupid.
Don't try.
Okay?
It.
No, the second bit of advice, you have to pay me this much because I can do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have experience. I'm going to perform for you.
Mm-hmm.
You sell yourself. Do not base your wage on how much money somebody else has. That's
mm-hmm
a stupid argument.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you'll get much further in the interview if you go, you know why you have to pay me this? Because I've done this, and look at this, and here on my resume, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this. I'm your man. Sell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go, oh, pay me because, you know, you're a millionaire, and I'm not.
Yeah,
you're a millionaire, and I'm not. I don't want
to
be a millionaire. Okay. Anyway, so that's going on in the U.S. I have to tell you, in the U.K., there are reports that the crew shortage is way over. Wages are going down. I see it on social media where everybody's bitching that they're not getting paid a lot over in the Med, and it's hard to get a job.
There you go.
I happen to know from experience when it happens in the Med, it trickles over to the U.S., so keep your eyes out. Okay, next.
More to come.
More to come.
Shout outs to our bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders. Bottom. Georgia, cue the shark. Okay, bottom feeders. Who do we got?
Well, we're giving a shout out to Captain Tony.
Oh, I ran into him or I talked to him in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you for
mm-hmm
watching the show. We really appreciate it, Tony.
Thank
Next.
You. Next. Rick Myers.
Rick Myers. Rick's down on vacation in Miami right now. He's a yacht chef. He says he likes the episodes. He thinks they're great. Rick, big shout out to you, Rick
yep
Myers. Oh, we have another Meyer. That's weird.
I know.
And my last name's Meyer.
I know.
Wow. Okay, just give me one more. We have time for one more.
David Arlene Miner.
Oh, Dave is the guy. He's driving a Hatteras. I think Dave, you're on the West Coast. He's the guy who's going through this thing. He just helped us out with the attorney thing for the B1, B2 people. Anyway.
Thank you for your help.
He's actually helping us with the attorney, so mm-hmm. I hope that works out for all of us, Dave. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, moving along.
Crew Corner.
Georgia, hit Crew Corner. Boom. We got a real sponsor, right?
We do, Crew Haven.
What do they do?
Well, they provide housing for a crew to get rested, like the guests close to LMC.
Listen, if you're in a refit, mm-hmm. you need a house. Where are you going to put the crew? I mean, come on. You're going to sleep in the boat out of the water? It's ridiculous.
No.
Come on. All right. Listen, Jamie's booked up quite consistently, so call ahead, get mm-hmm. it scheduled. But I'm going to tell you a couple of things. You're not going to get up in the middle of the night when the cabin goes, there's water in the basement. All right, you're not going to wake up or in the middle of the night and the house is going like this, swaying back and forth. There's no way on the planet the house is going to drag anchor.
Nope.
All right, and I can guarantee you this right now. You don't have to stand night watch at this house. All right, if the storm comes, just go to sleep. All right. Okay, what do we got for Crew Corner?
Well, we are talking about rotational crew positions.
Rotational crew positions. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about rotational crew, I'll be honest with you, because I'm a workaholic and I'm very happy on the boat. Just, you know that.
I do.
But it's coming up more and more. So I reached out to social media to find out because I'm not an expert on this by any means. And I've actually contacted some captain friends of mine who mm-hmm. run rotational programs mm-hmm. to get... I don't trust anything on Facebook. All right.
I don't know why not.
but I call. I asked them and I kind of got the idea. So I'm going to share it with you guys. Now, big yachts... have a pretty decent rotational program. I mean, a lot of them anyway. That means that you could work a month or two and get a month or two off. What I found is, generally speaking, the only time that is a rotation is when it's 50-50 on-off. Some people respond and go, oh, I work 10 months, so I get 2 months off a year. That's not rotation. That's vacation.
Yeah, not.
Okay. So what we're talking about is rotation. That means two people for one position, half-time, half-time. This is kind of getting to be a little bit more popular on the mid-sized boats. The small boats are going to have an issue with it. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Now, what can you expect from rotation? From the data that I collected, 60 to 75% of your salary. That means that, I'm going to throw a stupid number out here. That means if you make $10,000 a year, you'll make $6,000 to $7,500 for the year. You'll only work 6 months, though. That will increase the cost of the boat per crew member considerably, but some busy, busy boats can justify it. The very, very few responses are going to get 100%. Nobody's going to pay you 100% for working half a year. So again, 60 to 75% of what that position would normally pay is what you're going to get. You could work a month on, month off, 2 months on, 2 months off, whatever. Nobody said anything about 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And it kind of sounds silly. Now, what else happens? You're on the whole time. For example, our program in a month, we're probably, if we're not going anywhere, we're going to work 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
We get every weekend off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I throw in a Friday or mm-hmm. something if we've been busy the month before or something. On a rotation, you need to expect to work all 30 days. And if you're on a crew that are not on rotation and they're going, oh, it's Saturday or Sunday, see you guys later, y'all still be working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the other thing. So the boat kind of does get more production out of you because it's almost a week's more work if you count all the weekends. In 4 weeks, that would be eight days, and a true month is 4.3 weeks. Eight to 10 days of additional work that you're going to be working. But you get 30 days off at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a kind of a give and take on both. Mm-hmm. I can see it. You're reducing your wage a little. You have a complete home life. During the time you're on board, you're going to be working more than you normally would. Don't expect to be on rotation and have like a week off in between. The other thing I found out is a lot of boats are saying you cannot work on other boats. And I agree with this. There's no way that I would do this and give you a month off for you to be like double dipping, because you're going to come back to our boat and you're going to be like, oh, beat. Why? I just did two charters last month. So most of the boats, most of the responses said, no, you can't work. And that's a written out agreement. If you work, you're fired. it's designed to give you time off. Now, the other thing, and the problem is, on a boat like my boat, we're in port 3 weeks a month, okay? It's, you get weekends off. Mm-hmm. We get extra days off when mm-hmm. we have it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't consider us to be terribly taxed when we're in port. Now, when we're underway, that's a different story. And when we're up in New England, we're going for 3 months at a shot. Yeah. But it's really concentrated 3 months of the year. Every boat's different. There's no one answer. I'm just reporting what people said. Again, 60 to 75% pay. Full rotation means equal time off for equal working. It also means that every day you're there, don't expect to have weekends off. And it also means do not seek other work during your time off. That's supposed to be your rest period. Every boat is different. It might be a program for you. Don't call me because I don't do it. But, it might be worth looking into for busy boats. If you're a 120-footer and you're out 40, 50 weeks a year, because the owners live on board, rotation is your answer. Mm-hmm. Our boss stays, they have other things to do in the winter. They're just on in the summer, and the rest of the time we charter. So rotation doesn't really work for us.
Doesn't make sense.
So again, it really depends on the program. Mm-hmm. I hope that kind of clears that up a little. I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's The Bottom Line. Bow.